Time for sport now with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, let's start with the hockey. The Kookaburras through to the semi-finals of the World Cup after beating France this morning. Good news.
Yeah, good news, Hamish. The Cookers won 3-0, scoring twice in the first half through Jeremy Hayward and Blake Govers. And in the third quarter, Aaron Zalewski, who was turning in the player of the match performance as it continued, converted a penalty corner. It wasn't just on the scoreboard that the Australians dominated the French. They were all over them. On the stat sheets, six shots at goal to four and five penalty corners. And that's the crucial stat, really, to one. And look, Australia's semi-final opponent will be one of India or the Netherlands, who play today, Hamish.
In football, we might get an announcement today. We have been talking a little bit about this week, about which two teams will join the expanded A-League.
Yes, Hamish, but there may not be an announcement as well. Look, there's a lot of uncertainty around all this. The FFA board met yesterday. There is some certainty, and it's not good news, though, around Aaron Moy. News has just come out of England. The Socceroos have been bracing themselves for this, in confirmation that Aaron Moy's knee is going to be in a brace and will be in a brace for the next 3 months, and that means he's going to miss the Asian Cup. That's disappointing news for him, and obviously disappointing news for the Socceroos, who now turn to the rest of the talent pool for a search for his replacement. It could be James Troisi. He's been out of favour with Graham Arnold. He was a preferred player with Ange Postecoglou. He is a proven performer in Asian Cups. He scored goals in the last Asian Cups, which, of course, Australia won. So interesting to see what Australia and particularly Graham Arnold does from here. But so we can confirm now that Aaron Moy is out for 3 months, and that means he's out of the Asian Cup, Hamish.
And in basketball, perennial champion Susie Batkovic is under an injury cloud again because of a neck injury.
Hamish, she's only played 5 minutes for Townsville in the past 2 weeks because of the injury, which it causes her to lose power in her arm, and because that's pretty hard to play basketball with that. And there's no certainty about her return this weekend. And if you knew Susie, like most people know Susie, you know this is driving her to distraction. She helped the Fire to the Premiership last year, and she was determined to help them defend that title. But at the moment, that's becoming more and more problematic. They've had successive losses, and they're now second last in the WNBL.
The cricket, Warwick, our captain Tim Payne missed, it must be noted, a non-compulsory training session yesterday, and tongues were wagging pretty soon afterwards.
Well, Hamish, as the nation knows, Payne re-injured his hand in the first test. So even though Justin Langer had already assured us he would play, the assembled scribblers, well, they knew a story when they saw one. But according to those shady types, or perhaps not so shady after hearing I am just now, the shady types at Cricket Australia, he was just having a rest and will be tossing the coin and all his other onerous duties come start of play tomorrow in Perth. Mitchell Starc did train yesterday and, according to the agitprop there, bowled very fast in the nets, which may or may not lead to the applying of this very hot blowtorch to the Indians tomorrow on a very hot day in Perth. Meanwhile, the Australian cricket media is doing its bit in the blowtorch department at the Indians. Stories of missed no balls by Ishant Sharma in the first test, as many as 30, and that would have been enough for Australia to have won. So the umpires robbed us. And look, another story, an interesting story, the Indian captain Virat Kohli, the most powerful man in international cricket, it must be said. There are claims that he shafted the previous Indian coach, Anil Kumble, even though Kumble had taken the Indian test team to number one in the world. That was in order to get his mate Ravi Shastri the job. It's all good stuff, delicious stuff ahead of the game, which starts tomorrow.
Looking forward to that. In rugby league, crisis talks every day, pretty much an everyday occurrence at Cronulla Sutherland at the moment.
Yeah, look, Hamish, it was the players who called their own little meeting yesterday to discuss events surrounding the club and the coach, Shane Flanagan. Now, he may or may not have a job by Tuesday next week when the NRL's integrity unit finalises its investigations into the salary cap and other issues at the club. Flanagan and or the club may have breached provisions of the penalties imposed following the supplement scandal at the club, which said that both parties weren't supposed to talk to each other for 12 months, as apparently evidence that they did. Now, Flanagan spent most of yesterday in his own crisis talks with his manager, Hamish. So next Tuesday, D-Day for the Sharks.
All right. And in surfing, it seems like we might get a bit of action in the final pro event of the year at the Pipe in Hawaii.
Yeah, look, after quite a few lay days, putting at jeopardy Hawaii's reputation as a surfing mecca, things are underway. The trials are on right now to be followed by the heats proper, in which Australia's Julian Wilson is aiming to win the world title from Gabriel Medina. And Hamish, going to another sport, horse racing, we should offer our congratulations to Sam Doran, whose documentary, The Ride of His Life, the story of the first Aboriginal jockey to win the Melbourne Cup, that was Frank Reyes, has been honoured at the Equus Awards in New York. Now, Reyes, who back then didn't talk about his Aboriginality, rode Gala Supreme to victory in 1973. And I've got to say, the Dorans are a family of sporting achievers. Now, Tim Doran was the groundsman at Windy Hill during the infamous Windsock incident. Brother Mark is Essendon's famous The Phantom. Now, he was always sat in on the selection meetings and then rang up the media to leak it. And this story, inappropriately perhaps, comes from yet another brother, Luke. And he's a plumber. Not a good thing to have a leak from a plumber. But we do appreciate it. And congratulations to Sam Doran.
Warwick, thank you very much as ever. Have a good day.
Good on you, Hamish.